Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
An Erio's original.
Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath.
All rise. Department of the Alarmist Court of Appeals is now in session.
Judge Rebecca Delgado-Smith presiding. Hello, everyone. Today I'm calling the appeals case of the Alarmist versus Harry S. Truman for the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
He's innocent! Order in the court!
It's Truman! That's him! He did it!
Order in the court! Hey, everyone. Well, with us today are my co-bailiffs, Amanda Lund and Chris Smith. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
I can't wait for today to see what happens to Truman.
Yeah. I got my bailiff uniform pressed and fitted.
I'm wearing a little hat and I'm wearing a robe, but not the kind a judge wears.
No, a plush no. Down.
Yeah, it's plush. Yeah, it's the only thing I could find in my house that resembled a judge's robe.
That's right.
But it gets the job done.
And as a gavel, she's using a drumstick.
That's right. We can literally say anything and you guys would have no idea.
It's a chicken drumstick.
A chicken drumstick. So did we get a big response? Has it been overwhelming?
We heard from our listeners. Let's just say that.
You mean the Alarmy?
The Alarmy. What do you guys think? I think that's a great name for them.
Who came up with that name? It was a great name.
No, it was one of our listeners who came up with him.
Someone
with
in the Alarmy. They're an instant general, I think.
Oh, my God. They are a general of the Alarmy.
My dad, when he wrote in his email, he signed off Alarmy as in A-L-A-R-M-E-E, like someone who alarms.
Right.
I see.
But this is the Alarmy, like we're an army. An army.
Of alarmists.
That's right.
Your dad was close but no cigar.
Yes, close but no cigar.
Good effort.
And our weapons are our what?
Alarms.
Alarms?
We all have... Just carry alarms.
We walk around in fear of things happening.
That's
our weapon,
right.
Our weapons are our insecurities and anxieties.
We're only on the defense.
Yes, that's right. We're a defensive army.
Yeah.
We never forward advance into another country.
We have, it's a busy day in the courtroom today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to cover because we did have a lot of people who chimed in. Would you guys like to hear some of these thoughts?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I mean, this is stacks of paperwork. We've already been through a lot of this stuff because to get somebody out of the alarmist jail, I mean, it takes a lot of legal
Right. Yes.
Legal loopholes and trickery.
We've been poring over the paperwork all night long. We had to order Chinese food and we ate it out of containers.
That's right. Yes.
All of our wives are really mad because we haven't been home in days.
That's right.
You're describing the Sandra Bullock, Matthew McConaughey movie,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was thinking of A Few Good Men.
Yeah. Oh. Or actually, I was thinking of Dark Waters with Mark Ruffalo.
No, okay. I want
to
see that.
Yeah. I guess I'm thinking of The Time to Kill. Is that the one with Matthew McConaughey and Sandra Bullock?
Oh, I can't believe I don't think I've seen that, and that's my favorite genre of movie.
Oh, my God. It's a classic. Matthew McConaughey, Sandra Bullock?
Well, just any sort of, is that what, early aughts? Or
Yes,
an early aughts.
Oh, no, it might have been in the 90s.
Oh, even
better.
Late
90s, early aughts.
Okay, even better. A thriller, like a courtroom drama or a thriller?
Yeah, and Matthew is peak sexiness.
Mm.
So why don't we talk about what the listeners have to say? And now I call to the stand the following members of the Alarmy: Susie Newton, Sheila Milligan Wright, Andy Waters, Chris Jew, and Instagram handle @TheLStew.
Put Groves in the Alarmist jail in solitary confinement and give both Truman and Hirohito the big slap.
Truman had final say, yet his generals had the responsibility to give second sober thought. So Truman slapped, and Groves into the cell.
The buck stops in the Oval Office. We had to build the bomb because if we didn't, somebody else would. The decision to detonate over two cities lies with the president and him alone. I wasn't alive then, but with 20/20 vision, I wish we had dropped the first one over the ocean within sight of Japan instead, or at least warned them so that they could have evacuated the city. But again, war is hell, and it's easy to second-guess 65 years later. I'm glad I didn't have to do that decision.
At the end of the day, it was up to Truman to pull the trigger and say, drop the bomb.
The experts' points were compelling. I think Hirohito should have a lessened sentence, too.
Wow. Okay. So a lot. Yeah.
I like their distinct voices personally. That was kind of like what I liked most about the Alarmy.
Well, look, I mean, the Alarmy comes from all walks of life.
That's right.
You know, from so many countries.
It's like a casting couch from like a 1980s sitcom for like day players.
But everyone, it's almost unanimous that the people who chimed in think Truman is not solely to blame, except for Andy Waters.
Yeah, Andy really thinks that he was the one who pulled the trigger, and so it was Truman's fault. But let's look at the polls.
Okay, because more people participated in the polls.
Yeah, so on Instagram, 87% said yes, that the verdict should be overturned. On Facebook, we had a much lower percentage. 58% of Facebook listeners said yes.
This is so interesting because Instagram skews younger.
Yes, and Facebook does skew a little older. And then on Twitter, 80%. So that is, I mean, if that doesn't tell you something about social media, I don't know what does.
And now you are, I'm assuming, in a liberal bubble across all social media platforms. Is that fair to say?
I would say that Facebook skews a little bit more conservative, but they're very vocal on Facebook. So I crunched some numbers, and if you add all of the polls together, 75%, it came out to 75%. Yes, Truman's verdict should be overturned. So it's not the percentage I feel comfortable with. You know, it's still very high. It's more than a 50.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, 3 out of 4 said yes, we could say.
Are you good at math?
It's exactly 3 out of 4.
Phew.
No, I'm actually impressed by it. First, you did the calculations on the toilet time in the Poop Cruise episode, and now you're running these numbers. I'm actually impressed.
I'm not particularly good at math, but when it comes to anxiety things, like pointing fingers or figuring out how much time I would have in the toilet. My math skills really improved.
Like a savant.
Yeah.
The only math I care about is getting 5-star ratings on this podcast. Go ahead, guys, and give us a 5-star.
Well, I mean, why Chris said it, let's just read a couple of reviews and really make this an ask. We have been getting some really good reviews lately. I've been loving them.
Why don't we read one where they mention the fact checker and the producer?
I mean, people are loving the fact checker.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I don't believe you.
This is coming in from Lazy Brooke. She gives us 5 stars and says, love the host and the distracted. She says, love the host. So maybe she's thinking I'm a co-host. I'm a very quiet co-host.
Well, it could be the guests too.
Yeah, that's true. It is a little bit, the lines are blurred. And the distracted fact checker. Ha ha. The clever banter is so much fun. Cheers, Kimberly.
Aw, that's cute. I'm also, you say ha ha. I usually say ha ha.
Oh, I think you're right.
It's just a good thing to learn about you, Amanda.
I'm imagining her just being, ha-ha. I don't know why.
It's more like lowercase H and then uppercase H-A.
Yeah, but I guess you're right. It's more like this. Love the host and the distracted fact checker. It's a nervous laugh.
Well, regardless of how the laugh comes out, we're thankful for your review, Kimberly. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Okay, so after listening to the witnesses and looking at the stats, Rebecca, you're the judge, so you get to make the final call. But do you need to talk it out or should we deliberate?
Well, let's deliberate for a sec here. I think that here's where my mind is at, and tell me what you think. I think that we should let Truman out on time served.
Okay.
And call that because he was to blame and he deserved to go to jail, I think. But maybe a life sentence is a bit harsh for Truman in this capacity. Especially with the new evidence that came out, another suspect. That's very damning evidence on the Groves front. So maybe we let him out on time served and we sent Groves to the alarmist jail.
And what of Hirohito?
Well, he did get the big slap. And from what I hear from our listeners is that they're comfortable with him maintaining that slap.
I wonder what it would be if we wanted to take... You can't take away a slap. You've already slapped him.
Maybe he gets a settlement. That doesn't feel right.
Or he just gets to slap us back.
Oh, no. Well, I don't want that. Okay, I think that that's fair. I actually really... I like everything that you're saying.
Okay, so I think it's settled. Truman, you're out. Groves, you're going to the alarmist jail.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
You know, it's not easy what we do here.
It's really not.
That was intense.
We have the you know, weight of man, of humankind, I should say.
Thank you for adjusting.
We're all learning here.
I was about to storm out of the room.
Me too. I was going to storm out of my body. That was not okay.
It was a good save.
Really close call, though.
But what if
the alarm is just going to get canceled?
Remember, you're on Erios here.
Yeah, we have a reputation.
Yeah, womankind.
No, we're not. We're definitely not the most woke podcast. We're all women, but we're not the most woke podcast network.
So why don't we talk about some other thoughts people wrote in about the atomic bomb episode.
Oh, great. Yeah, let's do it.
Chris Weigel, he said, I also had a fifth option for Truman. So he's referring to the options that Truman had regarding the bomb. He says, we must have had high-ranking Japanese prisoners. Take them to Los Alamos, let them see the test, give them photos and even film, and tell them we have more of these. Set up a prisoner exchange. It's not like it was going to be a secret much longer, and they couldn't stop it if we had to use it. So he's suggesting that we let them see the test, and then through a prisoner exchange, where we get some of the American prisoners that the Japanese had, we send them off to kind of spread the gossip about the atomic bomb.
This was the technique employed by the Army of the North in Game of Thrones when they wanted to show Cersei the dead skeleton to tell them about the Army of the Dead, right?
Wow. Yeah, it's like you let the one guy go, you kill everyone, and then you let the one guy go and you go, tell them what you've seen here.
Yes, exactly.
Run. It's even kind of like in the beginning when the one guy escapes and runs to Winterfell.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Was that the Army of the Dead let that guy escape?
Well, I don't think they meant to.
They didn't mean to.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they did. I don't know.
No, but it's an intriguing technique. I wonder if it's ever been employed in history.
Unclear, but if Chris was a general, it sounds like... first of all, it sounds like Chris has been watching a lot of Game of Thrones.
It's possible.
But also not a bad idea.
I think it would have been worth a try, that's for sure. They really wouldn't have had anything to lose by doing that. Right. Other than, yeah.
Then everyone knows that you have an atomic bomb.
But what does that matter? Other countries would expedite their development of atomic bombs.
It could also be if film, you know, if it was in photos and film, they could think it was doctored or something.
Or maybe it doesn't look as impressive.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's why the eyewitness account, I mean, might have been helpful.
Still, the option of doing it on an island that was not deserted could have still like seen the effects, right? Mm-hmm. Of, I don't know, a crater or whatever the bomb would have caused. And then it would have been proof, you know, that it was happening. So it's kind of the same thought.
It's a smart thought.
Interesting.
Now, Bae Smith Mandan, she said, hey, alarmist team, on this episode, you attribute, quote, speak softly and carry a big stick to 32nd President Franklin D. Roosevelt. But big stick diplomacy is the ideology of his distant cousin and 26th President Theodore Roosevelt. I hate to nitpick, but they had a very different vibes as president. And so it's been bugging me all week. Haha. Love the podcast.
I see. And I think that was my error. And it didn't really make sense to me at the time because big stick diplomacy did seem different. So So yeah, that makes sense. Thank you for the correction.
Yes, thank you so much. I think a few of us were a little confused on that. But we had a few people reach out and correct us, and that's why we're here, people.
Thank you so much.
My heart goes out to real historians who listen to our podcast, who sit and fret over what we're getting wrong.
I don't think, you know, we're doing our best.
We're doing good. And as long as they keep the flow of information coming back to us, hey, we're going to learn something new and we'll make sure the audience learns something too.
I would say, you know, the return on, you know, little mistakes that we make, you know, during our live interviews is I'm impressed with how low the turnaround is.
Yeah, we definitely get more words are correct that come out of our mouths than that are wrong.
I think you might be right about that.
And I think even the way I said that sentence wasn't quite right.
But good enough. Yeah. And also, okay, so we had Andrew Nauer write in, and he said, maybe you already know this, but the U.S. Army made plans for land invasion, Operation Downfall, and they anticipated so many casualties that they had 500,000 Purple Hearts made. Every Purple Heart given out since Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, etc., has been from the stockpile, and they still have a lot left, like a lot left. So I think what he's talking about, because Operation Downfall didn't happen, because the atomic bomb happened, so and that's when the Japanese surrendered, that these Purple Hearts were never used, and they're still giving them out. Isn't that wild?
So Operation Downfall was when we were going to go into Japan.
Yes, we were going to go in
through the south. We were going to get the southern islands.
Yeah, we were just going to island hop and try and like just push into Japan. That's crazy that they were anticipating that many deaths, 500,000 Purple Hearts.
I mean, that is an argument for dropping the bomb.
Right. That's why. And the expert said that it depends on how you look at it, if it's a tragedy or if it was a success, because it could have saved a lot of lives. We'll never know that for sure.
It's still definitely a tragedy, no matter what. But yes, I understand the point.
If it was like a necessary way to end the war or not.
Yeah.
Right.
That was very interesting. Well, that actually gave me a interesting perspective.
So yeah, I'm really glad that people are writing in and expressing their thoughts. And if there's anything you would like to share with us, feel free to reach out by email at thealarmistpodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach out to us via Facebook. And that's just by going to thealarmistpodcast.com. And you can also reach out via Twitter, which is at Alarmist The, or Instagram at The Alarmist Podcast.
And we also have a phone number where you can call and leave us a voicemail toll free at 844-370-8643. That's 844-370-8643. And if you're shy and you don't trust yourself leaving a live voicemail, you can always record a voice memo on your phone and email it to us. And that way we can play it on the show.
That's a great idea. We have access to email. So there you go.
Yeah.
Amanda, so you've always got those tricks up your sleeve.
Well,
Amanda is an early adopter. She's got a computer chip implanted in her brain. She's half robot, which we're so glad to have her because she understands a lot of this technical stuff.
That's how she got the job in the first place.
I am the computer.
We power her down after every podcast.
Make sure to tune in next week. We'll be talking about the Hillsborough Stadium tragedy.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.